God, praise God. The book of Solomon, please. Book of Solomon, the fifth chapter. Reading from Solomon, the fifth chapter and the first verse. Let's stand for the reading of the word of the Lord, please. Honor to God's word. Song of Solomon, the fifth chapter and the first verse. This is a story about God's love. I'm preaching today upon this thought of God's search. Solomon, the fifth chapter and the first verse. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink. Yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. And this is her speaking back unto the one who is come in searching for her. She says, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. And he says, I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved. But my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. God's search. And here today, the Spirit of the Lord is searching out us all. And this is why we're feeling what we're feeling and what we have been feeling. The Holy Ghost is moving through the earth in an unprecedented way. Never, ever has there ever been such a touch of God on the earth. Not only do we know this because we see it, but we know it because the Word of God says it is so. He says, in the latter days, I'm going to do things like I've never done before, on such a manner as never been seen before. Some people do not believe in end time revival. They don't believe in the Bible. They might as well close the book and put it on the shelf and never read it again. My God doesn't just touch a generation and then go back to heaven and say, hope the rest of y'all work it out. He let us know that I'm going to pour out my spirit. And I'm telling you, God searches home. I said, God searches home. I said, the search of the Lord is home. Come on, church. Why don't you? I'm going to do it every Sunday morning until you finally just say, you know what? He ain't going to quit. He's just a very stubborn, persistent pastor. And he's just going to keep on until we just keep on.
I don't want to embarrass you.
Praise God. I don't want to embarrass you, but I don't want to embarrass God. Praise God. I tell you, I feel the Lord. Amen. I want to see somebody touched by the presence of the living God. Would you lift your hands and pray as Brother Kraft comes?
My Lord, we come before you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for what we're feeling in this service, Lord, the drawing of your Spirit, even right now, God. I pray, Lord, you would open up the hearts of every man and every woman, every young person in this service this morning to hear the word of the Lord. Because, God, you have drawn them here for a purpose. It is no accident that we are in this service this morning, but we are drawn by your Spirit, God. You are searching. You are calling, God. You are hunting them out this morning. Will they answer your call, oh God? I pray right now, Lord, that you would open their heart, open their minds and their understanding to receive the word of God this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. My God, do a work this morning. Do a work this morning, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, let's clap our hands to the Lord, shall we? Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Oh, my God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, church. I hope you want from God what I'm desiring from the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God. Song of Solomon is a beautifully well-written story. It is a romance. It talks about a man and a woman, but it is an analogy of God's love for the human race. And it couldn't have been written by any better of a man. The Bible talks about Solomon. Nobody had wisdom like this man had wisdom. And nobody had a touch of God upon him like Solomon did. But we know the story of the life of Solomon, how things in his life took him astray, and how he went after strange gods. And so sometime, someplace in the life of this man, under the inspiration of the Spirit, he sat down and picked up the pen of wisdom, and he began to write a story. The greatest, most beautiful romantic story of God's love toward man. Now, when we picked up our reading here today in the Song of Solomon, we read from the fifth chapter. But really, the third chapter tells it and adds to what was going on in the life of this man and woman. In the third chapter, it talks about her love for this beloved that she had found. But somehow, some way, from the third chapter to the fifth chapter, there were some things that had taken place. There were some things that had intervened, and her love and her desire and her craving for this lover had somehow began to be diminished. And so the fifth chapter opens up with this beloved seeking out whom he loves again. And the Bible said he has come up out of his garden, and he has brought much myrrh and much aloes and much frankincense and many spices. When this lover begins to seek out whom he loves, he does not come with empty hands, but he comes with hands full. He brings a basket. He's been on a journey. He's been doing something. He's been about the business of preparing to woo this one that he loves so much. I'm going to tell you something, church. Many times, God's people come to the house of the Lord with empty hands. We come with empty hearts. We come with praise that is so shallow. But I promise you, when God visits the house of the Lord, when God visits you and I, he never comes unprepared. Hear me now. He never comes halfway. He never comes partially. But he comes with his hands full. He comes with the blessings from on high. And oh, what a tragedy when people with empty hands and an empty heart meets a God who loves them so much that he went to a cross. And I'm telling you, I don't want that kind of a service here this morning. I don't want that kind of worship here this morning. If my God comes to bless, I want to bless him in return. If my God comes with hands that are full, I'm going to come with a soul full of praise, full of worship, and ready to give Him glory. How about you? Hallelujah. 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 Clap your hands to the Lord. God searched. He came full. He came with an abundance. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I want you to understand this. He came at an inconvenient time as far as the flesh is concerned. He did not choose the daytime when it was a bright noonday sun. But He came when the world was asleep. But you know, there's something about true love. That there never really is an inconvenient time. There never really is a time that the one who is going to be loved feels put out. Like I'm being asked to do something that I'm really not happy with because of the time element. When a young man and a young woman really fall in love, their time means nothing. The hour means nothing. 2 hours on the phone means nothing. All day means nothing. And I know to some of you this is humorous, but it's true. My young son told me, he said, Dad, I don't understand. And this was when he was younger, understand. He said, how does a young man and a young woman get on the phone and talk for 2 to 3 hours? He said, I don't understand that. I said, son, you will one day. It will make sense to you. And he talked about a young man and a young woman that were sitting in a park. And they were just sitting out on a grassy knoll. And they weren't saying anything. They were just sitting there looking at one another. He said, Dad, they did that for the longest. How do they do that? You don't understand till you're in love. It's not an inconvenience. You're not being put out. It's not an hour that's too late or an hour that's too early. I'm telling you, when God loves the church and loves the soul, there should be something within the heart of that church and with the soul of that man and woman to say, God, it doesn't matter what time you come in my life, be it morning, noon, or night, whether I'm young or whether I'm old, when I hear the call of a searching God, I want something in me. I said, I want something in me to respond. Hallelujah, to acknowledge, to say, that is my lover. He has come with an abundance. He has come with all of His heart. So many times when I ask this church to respond, I can see the look on your face of consternation. You feel like I'm being put out. Why is Brother Clark doing, and why does he always do what he does? You just don't understand. When God searches and when God calls, He's not playing games. Not with you. Not with you or me. But if anybody's wise, if anybody has understanding, they're going to respond to the call of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 And I want you to hear and understand this one thing, friend. Amen. He went by every house because He knew where He was going. I said He went by every house because He had His mind on one. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When you feel the call of God, you better thank God for it. There's 5 billion people in this world lost and going to hell. And when God knocks on your door, when God knocks on your door, when God knocks on your door, when He comes to your house, when He moves across your soul, and you feel the touch of the presence of God, oh, some of you aggravate me today. Some of you really aggravate me today because you're just casual about it.
You're flipping about it. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's men and women in our world that would give anything to feel what you're feeling right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody needs to respond today. Somebody needs to yield to the Holy Ghost today. Somebody needs to repent of your sins today. Some saint of God needs to open up that empty heart and fill it with the praise to the lover of your soul and tell God, I love you more than anything else in the world. Come on, church. God is searching out a people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He came at an inconvenient hour. As far as the world was concerned, and really as far as the one that he was seeking was concerned. I can see the Lord as he brings that basket full of blessings. He steps through that gate and beyond the picket fence. Makes his way up the winding walk. Coming up on the back porch, and he sees that all the lights are out. But he opens the door, and he steps in to a sleeping house. But he knows where he's going. He knows where every individual is in that house. But I'm going to tell you, my God is a gentleman.
He didn't kick the door in.
He didn't kick the door in.
On the door.
He didn't come being on the door. He's a gentleman. Hallelujah. You think God's going to force you to pray today and love him? He'll never do it. But he knows where everyone is. He knows where every sleeping soul is. He knows where every wandering spirit is. But he's got someone in mind, and he's headed for that soul. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He comes gently. He comes sweetly. He comes so tenderly. Hallelujah. And he reaches out with the hand of mercy, and he calls to your soul and to my soul. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you found me. I'm so glad he found me. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to the others, but I know this. When I heard him, I responded. When I felt his touch, I said, that's my lover. Oh, when I felt his presence, I said, that is my God.
That is my God.
That is my God. That is my God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God, church. I'm talking about God, church. I am not God. I cannot make any man or woman pray. I cannot make any visitor here today come to this altar and pour your heart out to God. I cannot make you dig down in your crusted over soul that sin has so warped for so many years. I can't make you cry. I can't make you respond. I can't even make you want God. But I can take care of my soul and tell you he's real. And he does forgive sin. And he does know who you are. And he does know where you're living. And he is knocking at your door here today. And he is calling to your soul. It's up to you. You have the power to damn or bless your own soul by opening to God. Amen.
He came to the locked door.
He came to the locked door. She was laying upon the bed of ease. Slumbering in her own ease. Wrapped up and bound up in the sheets. Pillow tucked under her head. Comfortable and secure in her little world. But there was a voice. open door. That broke through that oaken door. I want you to take note of this as the story tells it.
He did not open the door.
He did not open the door.
He did not beat the door down.
He did not beat the door down. But in that day, it was a custom that all the doors inside the house had a hole beside the latch. That you could, if you desire, reach in the hole and touch the lock and open it of your own accord. All the doors that secured the house were locked and you couldn't get in. But every door that led to every bedroom had a hole and you could reach in and unlock it. But he didn't do it. He just reached in and left a calling card on the lock of the door. Because when she got up later and laid her hand on the lock, that's why she said, my hand dripped with myrrh. He brought the myrrh, he reached in the hole and left it on the lock to let her know, I was here. I came, I called, I've been here, I reached out, you didn't respond. I want you to know I loved you, but you didn't love me. I called to you, but you didn't call back. I searched for you, but you didn't respond. My God, when I feel the Holy Ghost, you hear me? When I feel the presence of God touch my life, hallelujah, everybody has got an opening in your soul and in your spirit. That my God can reach in and touch you and love you and let you know he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. He lived and died and buried and rose again. I want you to know my God is alive. My God is real. Lift your hands and let's pray. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, speak to that sleeping soul. My God, speak to that slumbering spirit. Move that man. Move that woman. Move that saint. Move this church. Move this city. Move this world. Oh God. Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
There's some very wonderful people.
Who comprise Austin Tabernacle.
Some of the finest people I've ever known.
Some of the finest people I've ever known in my walk with God.
Some of you saints
are some of the most precious saints that I have ever encountered.
Have
ever been able to come in contact with.
Yet,
I do not understand. I do not understand.
Some of you are ministers,
and some of you are ministers' wives.
But I don't understand.
But I don't understand. I just don't understand.
I watched
your high one service and your own bottom. You feel good one time. And you feel rotten the next. I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
I don't comprehend.
If God calls you to preach, He's called you to love a world. And He's called you out of your own desires. And out of your own ambitions. And I want every woman to know, if you're married to a preacher, God didn't call you to sit there and pick your fingernails and look around. He called you to love a lost and a dying world. He called you to crave the things of God Almighty. He called you to reach into that spirited world and to bring it down to a hurting, dying generation. I do not understand your casual little hand clap and your patty cake, Jesus. Oh, when He called through that oaken door that I, my own design I had locked and closed. I want you to know I got up. I got up. I threw the sheets off. I got away from the pillow, got out of the bed, and got dressed and said, my God is here. My God is here. Some of you will never know calluses on your knees. You'll never know calluses on your knuckles. Because you ain't going to knock doors. And you're not going to get on your knees and pray until you're one of those beautiful, lovely, gorgeous, untouchables.
Leave me alone, God.
Leave me alone, God. I've got to have my beauty rest. Oh. Got to take care of my complexion.
Oh,
bags under my eyes. Oh, never.
Cry in the night
hour.
Weep over the
Lord. Oh, not me.
Oh,
go away, God. Go away.
He comes
in the night hour and calls to you sweetly.
Would you pray?
Let my husband do it.
Let my wife do it.
Let Brother Clark do it. Let somebody else do it. I don't feel good.
I'm in one of my moods.
I got a chip on my shoulder.
Just don't bother me, God.
Just don't bother me.
One of these days,
he's going to say,
okay.
All right.
I'll leave.
But I want to tell you one thing. I came to do business. Because I took my coat off. And I washed my feet. I came to stay. And I came to talk. And I came to propose. And I came to tell you I love you. I want you to be my very own. Oh, put your heart in like my heart. So I'll go. I'll go find somebody else. If you want, somebody will. You want to play the game, then somebody else is going to get down to business. I'm telling you, my God is just like the devil. Yes, sir. The Bible said, knowing that the times are short, the devil has come with great wrath. My God is not ignorant. He knows it's the end time. He's come to do business. He's come to do business. If you think for one minute my God's going to let the devil have the limelight and number one on this stage, you got another thing coming. He's searching. He's looking. He's loving. He's calling. He's reaching. He's saying, it's over. We got but a little time. Come on, the devil and God is locked in a battle. The devil's saying, sleep. God's saying, get up. Get up. Get up. Quit your complaining. Get out of your ways. Get a hold of something and go. You may be seated. The more I preach today, the more laid back some of you get. And the more laid back you get, the madder you're making me. But I'm going to forget you. I'm just going to forget you even exist this morning. Because it looks like you're set the course for your night. So I'm just going to do what God's going to do. I'm just going to ignore you. You just play your game of chess. All I'm saying is you better not drop the ball. You're just going to have to sit in the gloom right now. Because I'm going to tell you, you will one day call out. She's in a hurry. I can feel it. It was so strong she could smell the burn. She said, I was sleeping. But something down inside of me awakened. The heart was awake, but the flesh couldn't move with it. Something in my bowels, something in the depth of my soul said, it's your lover. It's your lover.
She said, I awakened, but I couldn't get up. I wanted to get up. My God, there's so much carnal flesh. There's so much fleshly desire. People won't live for God and love God and seek God because they got to go have a big time. It's party time. I'm telling you, the party is almost over. We're about to get married. Hallelujah. Folks, romance is responsibility. I said it's responsibility. It ain't just going around batting your eyelids. When you say I love you, you're making a commitment.
He comes along like Prince Arthur, some great knight riding on a white stallion. He comes swooping by her, thundering hooves, manly attire, and he cramps up his damsel in his arms. He puts her across the saddle, and they look at each other and smile and ride off into the sunset, saying, I love you. I love you too. But then he says, will you marry me? She says, pull the reins. Stop this horse. And let me off. I ain't ready for a life of commitment.
You like the romance. You like the chills and the thrills. You like to feel its glory when you meet it. You like that dancing and talking in tongues. But oh, when it gets a little too serious.
I'll give a little, but I ain't giving all. Sorry. You just give me your love and I'll take it. And I'll just give you what I want back. Mm-mm, folks, after a while, the Spirit of God gets grieved and says, okay, just have your own life. I'm going to go somewhere and find somebody that's going to love me like I love them. Hallelujah. The heart was saying, get up, flesh. Get up. Get up, flesh. You don't understand who's at the door. Get up, flesh. Go. Get up. Go answer the door right now. Do it now. Do it right now. She yawned. She stretched. She looked in the mirror. She went and got her most beautiful night robe. She went back to the mirror again. Pinched her cheeks. Looked just right. And walked to the door, stuck her hand on the lock and said, oh, isn't he sweet? Oh, he's so sweet. How thoughtful that he would even leave a little behind. Oh, I'm going to open the door now. There he's going to be. Oh, my knight in white shining armor. Oh, lover of my soul. And she sweeps open the door. She looks. Down the hall. She reaches into the shadows. Jesus. Jesus. I know you're here. I can still feel the essence of your presence. I know you're here. Where are you, Lord? Come to me, lover. Oh, lover of my soul. Come, Jesus. You're hiding from me. You're playing games. Oh, I've been playing games with you. Now you're returning the favor. I know you're hiding somewhere. Where are you, Jesus? Oh, and she opens up the doors. I know you're here in the house. Where are you? And you can still smell
the lingering of that myrrh. And she runs through the house frantically. And she begins to run now screaming, "Where is he? He's here. I know you're here. Where is the Lord?" I'm telling you, every backslider is going to run to the house of God after the sound of the trumpet. And they're going to say, "I know he's still here. I can still feel the lingering of the presence of the Holy Ghost. Surely it's not gone. Surely it's still here. But all you're going to feel is the essence of his presence. And he's gone. Gone. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead are going to get up out of the grave. And we which are alive and remain, we're going to hear him call one more time. One more time." I'm sick of it. I know God's fed up with it. He's tired of begging. He's tired of calling. He wants somebody who will answer the call. Lift your hands. Let's pray. Lift your hands. Oh, let's pray, church. Let's pray, church. Let's pray, church. Come on, church. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Some of you are just going to so grandly throw open the door. You're going to say, "Jesus, Jesus, I know you're here. Oh, I know you're here. You're just playing games with me. That's all you're doing. You're just playing games. Come on, Lord. Step out of the shadows. Come on, Jesus. Come from behind that door. Come out of your hiding." Sorry. He's already gone down the street. He's headed for another room and another household. Lift your hands and pray. Reach over and pray for your friend right now.
I will pray.
Reach over and pray for your friend right now. Jesus. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost knocking at your door. Oh, God's a calling. Come on home. Visitor, it's time to pray. Amen. Saint, it's time to pray. Anybody want more of God? Anybody want more of God? Get up. Come pray. Anybody want more of God? Some of you are too proud. You're too proud. But I'm going to tell you, my God hung in shame on that cross. Amen. You ought to come. The altar's open. You ought to come pray. Sir, you should come. Come on.